A Marketing Second Shift Quick Bite with Jennifer Zick,
founder of Authentic Brand.
Jennifer Zick is all about uniting sales and marketing efforts, but why?
The reason you hear me talk so much about the importance of sales in the context of marketing is that they have to work together. They cannot function as standalone pieces of the business. Some marketing agencies will approach it as though it can. Like, hire us, we'll build all your content, we'll get the engine running, and we'll pour leads into your organization, and then you're gonna go gangbusters on sales. But that is not how it works. And at the end of the day, the only marketing metric that even matters is revenue. Without revenue and being able to tie your marketing activities to the closed won business, you have no justification for marketing investment. And then you end up with the on again, off again, you know, throw it at the wall and hope it sticks marketing programs. I talk a lot about sales because I cut my teeth in sales before I ever went into marketing. I was selling, and then I was a sales manager building out a sales organization and processes, and then I was an independent marketer or a single individual marketer, and then I was a marketing manager. And so I've seen business growth and the shapes that it takes as you move from a selling organization to a marketing and selling organization, and I know the pieces that need to be part of that mix. And so I've seen too many marketers sitting on an ivory tower, cranking out content, building strategies, thinking they're very tuned in because of the data that they see in front of them, and that's all well and good, but only if they're also taking the time to speak with customers and hear from the reps whose feet are on the street every day. Because you can't downplay the significance of the customer voice in the context of those relationships. And the fact that, especially in the B2B world, those reps are managing very complex, multi-relationship dynamics to move something from interest to purchase. Now, with marketing being on the hook to drive revenue and to show their impact to revenue, why wouldn't they shift their focus, resources, and their team members to supporting sales during deals? It's just so important that marketers and sales play from the same playbook and are on the same team and have the humility to learn from one another. And so one of the values I bring to the table in working with Authentic Brand clients is that I'm not just trying to sell them something pretty, I'm not trying to put them on a retainer to just produce content for the sake of production, to do what everybody else is doing. The strategies that we bring to bear from a marketing program actually work to increase revenue. And sometimes those strategies are really straightforward, low-hanging fruit, like the basics of, okay, let's look at our 15 current client accounts. Now let's find the next 15 potential customers that fit that profile and that can really use our services or product, and let's go get those meetings.
You can learn more about Jennifer Zick and Authentic Brand at authenticbrand.com.
In fact, I recommend that you subscribe to Jennifer Zick's blog at authenticbrand.com. She discusses sales and marketing challenges from a very thoughtful and warm perspective.
Marketing Second Shift. Brought to you by Chronicles Digital.